Let's call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:25 p.m. on Thursday, June 16, 2016. Present, we have Representative Wilson, Representative Guerra, Representative Pruitt, Representative Kawasaki, Vice Chair Sadler. I'm Co-Chair Thompson. We have Co-Chair Newman, Representative Munoz, Representative Representative Guttenberg, Representative Gaddis, and Representative Edgman. Also in the room, we have Representative Keto, we have Representative Reinbold, and we have Senator McKinnon with us also, and Representative Josephson. All right, please make sure your cell phones are turned off. Today we're going to hear Senate Bill 128, Permanent Fund Deposits, Dividends, and Earnings. And we have a new CS for this bill, version O. Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair. I'd like to introduce House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 128 Finance, version 29-GS2859/0, dated 6-16-16, for committee referral as a working document.
Seeing no objections, we'll be addressing the CS. Here to walk us the committee through the changes is my staff, Brody Anderson. Mr. Anderson, please come to the forward, place yourself on the record, and explain the differences with the that the CS does. And by the way, we've been joined by Representative Herron also. Mr. Anderson, place yourself on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chairman. For the record, my name is Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Steve Thompson. The changes before the committee in version O are the following. There are two portions of the title that have been removed to conform to changes that exist in the bill. Starting on page 1, lines 10 and 11, clarifies the intent language of the review of the entire act that will be created by the passage. In the old version U, sections 2, 3, and 12 have been removed. These sections were the portions of the bill that exempted the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation from the state procurement code. Portions of section 9, which is which was the old section 11, portions of that in version U have been removed. That was the portion of section 11 that distributed surplus funds into the CBR and the corpus. On page 3, lines 25 and 26, have the following change that after
page 3, lines 25 and 26. Continue.
The changes after the revenue limit of $1.2 billion is reached, it reduces the POMV payout. In the old version, it was a dollar to dollar. Now it'll be 80 cents to the dollar. Page 4, lines 4 through 7. Once again, page 4, lines 4 through 7 creates a new subsection where the review limit will turn off, the revenue limit will turn off after that year's payout has happened when the balance of the earnings reserve equals 4 times the POMV maximum payout. On page 5, line 1, page 5, line 1 changes the royalty deposits to 22% from a 20% for royalty transfers. Page 5, lines 5 through 10. Pages 5, lines 5 through 10 allows for the legislature to appropriate general funds to pay a $1,500 dividend if oil and gas production taxes exceeds $2.3 billion in the preceding year. It also allows for a larger PFD dividend to be larger than $1,500 as oil and gas production grows beyond that $2.3 billion. Page 6, lines 12 through 18. page 6, lines 12 through 18, adds a new subsection that guarantees a $1,500 PFD dividend for 2017 and 2018, and then establishes a $2,000 dividend cap that will be adjusted for inflation after that. Page 8, line 10. Page 8, line 10, repeals the two $1,500 dividend guarantees in 2019. Page 8, lines 19 through 21. Page 8, lines 19 through 21 are conforming language for certain sections within the bill. Page 8, line 23. Is the $2,000 inflation-proofed PFD dividend begins after July 1 of 2019. Finally, page 8, lines 24 and 25 are the effective immediate effective date for the rest of the bill, not specifically mentioned in previous sections. Mr. Co-Chairman, there are other technical and remunerated changes, but those are the majority of the substantive changes to this bill.
We're going to bring up David Teal and Commissioner Hoff back in a minute, but first, is there any questions of Mr. Anderson, Representative Munoz?
Thank you. Mr. Anderson, on page 4, could you clarify, explain again the section beginning on line 4, the revenue limit as it and the multiplier of 4, if you can explain that to me. I didn't understand that section.
Through the chair, Representative Munoz, that will probably be a better question to direct towards Mr. Teal and Commissioner Hoffbeck. I was not prepared to answer
technical
questions regarding these changes, and it would be better directed towards them.
They'll be up in a moment. Representative Guerra. No? Okay. Seeing no more questions, Mr. Anderson, Commissioner Hoffbeck, Mr. Teal, if you guys would please come up to the table and answer questions that are going to be asked. Place yourselves on the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Randy Hoffbeck, Commissioner of Revenue.
And David Teal, Director of the Legislative Finance Division.
Representative Munoz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question was on the revenue limit on page 4 and the multiplier effect.
Page 4, lines 4 through 7.
Yes.
I'll let you take it. So we look at each other okay. Through the chair, Representative Munoz, there is a revenue limit that's in place until the earnings reserve balance is, you know, I could just say high, but it's 4 times the payout. So you can probably assume that's $10 to $11 billion reserve balance. When reserves are that high, the payout limit of 80 cents on the dollar will not apply, and additional money will flow to the general fund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Guerra.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The 4 times reserve thing, that was in some version of the original bill by the governor and some version of the bill that came out of the Senate. That's defined the same way as it was in the bill that came out of the Senate. Is that correct? The 4 times reserve calculation?
Through the chair, Representative Guerra, yes. The 4 times reserve has been in all of the various versions of the bill.
Thanks.
Further questions? Representative Sadler.
Mr. Chair, just with the whine of the fans and so forth, I'm having difficulty hearing both the witnesses and the questioners. I please ask people to speak loudly into the microphone so we can all hear what's going on. Thank you.
Further questions from committee? At this time. Okay, basically, I'm going to take about a 45-minute at ease so people will be able to take the CS and read it so they can understand it a little bit more. And for the members that have submitted amendments, please take the time to review the new version and let my staff, Mr. Anderson, know if you want to submit your amendments for version O. No new amendments will be allowed at this time. And with that, we'll stand at ease. Back on the record, Representative Wilson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, but could we get a copy so that we could look at what Mr. Brody was reading so that we could better understand all the changes? I was trying to write them all down. I couldn't get them all.
Yes, Mr. Anderson will make copies right away. With that, we'll stand at ease for 45 minutes. Okay, we'll call this meeting as House Finance back to order. At this time, I'm going to set aside Senate Bill 128. And our next scheduled Finance Committee meeting is 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And with that, we are adjourned.